The overall number one seed in this year's D2 football field hails from Duluth, Minnesota, and joining me to talk about the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs football team from the Duluth News Tribune, it's John Nowoski. And John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
First off, Minnesota Duluth has been a beast on both sides of the football this season, John. Ranked number one in scoring offense in all of D2, third in scoring defense. Just briefly go back through the season and talk about some of the players who have helped the Bulldogs get to this point.
Basically, the season started off strong with a big win over Central Washington. I imagine that's a team that people who follow Division II football know plenty about. The Bulldogs started with that and haven't looked back after that 35-10 victory to open the season. They pretty much have steamrolled most opponents, and then some of these teams, they need to play a perfect game just to keep even with them, but then they've been helping the Bulldogs in terms of turning the ball over, and it's been a very opportunistic defense. They have 8 returns, either fumble or interception, for touchdowns. They rely on their vaunted rushing game. Even though they lost their star running back, they're just so big and strong up front that they've just continually been able to move the football on the ground. And the defense has kind of been bend but not break, and then creates its own own points and turnovers. So they've really put it all together. Even after losing their star running back, Isaac Odom, they still are a force on both sides of the ball.
Now, Minnesota Duluth gets the winner of Hillsdale and St. Cloud next weekend. Now, Duluth has already played St. Cloud and won 40-17 earlier this season. If you had to guess which team Bob Nielsen would want to play, would he rather see a team that he's already played in St. Cloud, or would he like the new opponent in Hillsdale?
You know, that's a great question, because most coaches will tell you they don't like playing a team twice during the season. A variety of factors there. Talking about motivation, it can get a little boring going against players you've seen before and doing all the same schemes and scheme work and all that over again and again. But on the flip side, UMD already knows they can beat St. Cloud. They played them once. They beat them, but that game was closer. It was a close game at the halftime. St. Cloud is a very good football team. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but St. Cloud's an interesting story. They're one of the feel-good stories here in Minnesota, because there's been talk of them losing their football program because of budget cuts. They have, I think it's a $500,000 deficit in their athletic budget. And here they put all that talk of losing their football program aside and put together a great season. So it's really hard to say. Do they want the unknown of Hillsdale, or do they want St. Cloud, a team that could easily make some adjustments and put two good halves together like they did against the first half? Well, then Duluth's got a tough ball game on their hands if that's the case.
Final question I have for you, John. The Bulldogs in Super Region 3, they're stuck with Hillsdale, St. Cloud, and on the other side, you have Grand Valley, as well as Colorado Mines, and Augustana is the other team that got a bye in this region. Who do you see as the potential toughest opponent for the Bulldogs in this region?
Well, it's obviously no offense to Augustana, but anyone who's talking Division II football, one of the first teams that comes to mind is Grand Valley State. They're 4-time champions, have had a decade of dominance. They played the Bulldogs now the last 2 years, and they could be on a collision course again this year. So obviously, that, in all fairness to them and what they've done, you got to rank them at the top. They might be down a peg this year. That's just score watching, stat watching. But, they did lose during the regular season. They did give up, 290 yards to that running back from Michigan Tech. Any team that gives up that much might be a very good matchup for the Bulldogs, because the Bulldogs pride themselves on running the football. Maybe they match up well, but the fact is that Grand Valley team's been there before. They've got players who are experienced, who are used to playing in the postseason. You gotta look at them as the toughest team right up there with the Bulldogs in that region.
And we'll have to see how Minnesota Duluth does. Again, they are the number one overall seed in this year's bracket. They come out of Super Region 3. And from the Duluth News Tribune, it's John Nowoski. And John, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks a lot for having me.